everybody. It's time for Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast with Joe and AJ, live from Wilmington, Delaware.
It's not a sport. It's not really a hobby. It's a spobby.
Monkey butt.
Team Chubby Lemon Radio.
And this is Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast for Monday, August 13th, 2007. This is Joe, and I'm joined in studio today with a Jumper.
Yeah, I hoax.
Let's see. I didn't hear you too well. Did you guys hear Jumper very well? Say something else there.
Yeah, hi folks out there. How are you?
Is the switch on, perhaps?
Yeah, the switch is on.
Okay, we're just kind of quiet. Let me turn this up a little bit for you. All right, here we go. Okay, now that we got our levels a little better, could you guys... He's quiet, yeah. Let me turn him up a little bit. Ooh, there's our electrical noise. Love that. So AJ is not in tonight. AJ's out. He's sick. He's, quote, sick, unquote. Those are air quotes I just did. So I think he's just sick of me, is what I think. And I don't blame him, because I'm sick of him. Anyhow, so we have a lot of stuff on the schedule tonight, where our guest, like I said, is in-house is Marcus Springer. He's known as Jumper online. He is the, let me see if I can pronounce this, Geschäftsführer?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Of the German Yo-Yo Association, and also one of its founders. Are you the founder or one of the founders?
Oh, one of the founders. I think we actually had eight players who found the German Yo-Yo Association.
Okay. He also maintains the Jumper's ultimate page of Yo-Yo links, and there's over 500 links there. So that's pretty cool. And he's one of the team Germany's team Yo-Yo Maniacs, and he's been yo-yoing for over 10 years. Longer than me. How about that?
Oh, that's pretty long.
So what we normally do, and what I'll do here, is first off we'll do a little birthday greetings, and today apparently is Sebastian Brock's birthday, and Sebastian, I saw him on Saturday up at the contest in New York, so happy birthday, Sebastian. I don't know how old you are, because you're not our MySpace friend. Fine, then. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, Yo-Yo Radio News. Now, next week, I'm not sure if we're going to actually have a show, because I'm going to be on vacation. I'm going to be on vacation in North Carolina, and I'm not sure where I'm going if they have internet access. If they have internet access, then I'll have the show. I'll do it there from my vacation spot. If they don't, I won't. So there you go. Huh? What else do we have? Well, Yo-Yo News this week. Oh, by the way, if you stay tuned. I think 13 different interviews that I garnered from the New York State contest over on Saturday up in New York City. So stay tuned for that. I've got all sorts of people. There's Abe, John Bott. That's Abe Zyomir, and he's a whack job. Tressley Cahill, Shane Karen I spoke to, Augie Fash. Who else did I speak to? Kia Bobzani from Anti-Yo. I spoke to Weber from Team from Yo-Yo Nation. I also spoke to Boxor from Team Boxor, and he's kind of quiet in real life, but I poked him and prodded him and kicked him the balls, and he ended up speaking a little bit. Drew Tates, John Bott, Takeshi, Paul Hahn, AG, I don't even know AG's last name, from Japan, Rafael Matsunaga, a.k.a. Red, from Brazil, John Ando, and finally Pat. So we have lots of interviews from the New York State contest, plus... like I said, in-house, we have Jumper here from the German Yo-Yo Association. He's going to be talking about some of the stuff going on over there in Europe. And, of course, we have all sorts of things going on in the web boards. I don't know if you guys have paid any attention to the whole Yomega conundrum. See, I like to call it the Yomega conundrum, because that sounds like one of those Bourne supremacy, Bourne identity movies. And, of course, Alan Amaral, the guy who runs Yomega, he posted a couple of interesting posts online. Plus, we've got all the New York State stuff to talk about. Should be an interesting show. So, we should talk, and I'm going to go over this briefly, because there's a whole big controversy online with this whole Yomega thing. And if you haven't paid attention to the web boards, Yomega is one of the bigger companies in the world in yo-yoing, and they chose not to sponsor the World Yo-Yo Contest this year. I guess they just figured it was out of the budget or something like that. So they decided not to sponsor it, and they didn't, you know, it's cool. But they showed up at the World Yo-Yo Contest anyway. They had a suite where they had their stuff there and their team there, and they passed out flyers about meeting the team, and just a whole big mess ensued when Greg, the guy who runs the World Yo-Yo Contest, kind of went up to their suite and blew a gasket and threatened to kick out all the kids from Yomega, and it was just a big mess. And then to make matters worse, the CEO, president of Yomega, has posted online some pretty nasty letters on the yoyoing.com forum. I think he's also in the Yo-Yo Nation forum. And it started this, you know, honestly, of all the internet hoo-ha that's ever happened, I think this is about as big as it's ever gotten. because generally when these big wars don't happen, you don't get the CEO president jumping in and pouring gas on the fire. But in this case, it seems like Alan's decision was to pour gas on the fire. And he's insulting Greg Cohen and Steve Brown. And, you know, to be fair, Steve Brown insults everybody. So, you know, he took offense to that, and he's threatened to come out with these new limited edition Raiders, the Greg Brown Noser, or the Steve Brown Noser, and the Greg Cohen Cash Cow. So, I think it's a little crazy. I'm not sure. I took marketing in college. I don't remember the book where you insult your customers. Apparently, that was hidden somewhere in the middle of the book. I kind of skipped over some of that part. But, you know, plus they have this new metal high-end yo-yo that's coming out, this $90 metal high-end yo-yo that's aimed specifically at the yo-yo enthusiasts, which are the people who are posting online. So it does seem a little odd that you would go out of your way to insult the people who possibly could be the people you want to buy this new yo-yo. So there you go. Oh, and by the way, for the people who are asking, I have clicked the record button. Yes! Last week I did not. So, but anyhow, if you'd like to talk about the whole Yomega situation, you can contact us via Skype at Yo-Yo Radio, and we'll be happy to talk to you guys if you're interested in talking to us about the Yomega situation, or New York States, or Worlds, or anything, really, if you want to talk to us. But you kind of have to have Skype. We used to have a Skype-in number where you could call in, but nobody ever used it, so we kind of let it go. Because, you know, it cost us money and stuff. And, you know, I'm cheap, so I got rid of it. But as far as, you know, the whole fallout with the Omega thing, I guess it remains to be seen. I think somebody posted something, and this is how I kind of thought about it the whole time, was if you think about, it was great. I think Steve posted this originally about Duncan. I think his comment years ago, I guess it was, is if Duncan, you know, Duncan is not reliant on the business from the yo-yo enthusiasts, is what his point was. And his comment was, if Duncan handed an FU letter to everybody who ever yo-yoed in the World Yo-Yo Contest, their business wouldn't be cut down by it like a tenth of 1%, because it just, that's not their customer base. And I'm guessing that that's maybe Alan's take on this, is he's not too concerned about the online yo-yo enthusiasts, because that represents a small percentage of the people who actually buy his product, I'm guessing. Otherwise, it just seems like it's a crazy move. So, hey, you know, I guess you have your own take on it, but my take is I wouldn't have done it, and I can't see why Alan has decided to go this route, but hey, maybe he's a smarter man than I am. Because, you know, I'm doing a yo-yo radio show, and he's retired in his house and on the beach and sipping whiskey and checking out hot-looking women or something. So anyhow. All right, Stu's here. Hey, Stu, what's up? What else do we have? That was the Omega situation. Now, the New York State contest, and sadly, Jumper, you came in yesterday. You flew in yesterday through the aeroplane, and you landed, and you weren't able to go to the New York State contest, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
There was a whole lot of international people there, people from Europe, people from Brazil, people from all over the world, and unfortunately, you weren't able to come. And it's a bummer, but I went, and I would have driven you up if you'd come.
Yeah, I was one day late, but I will fix it kind of. I will visit New York next Saturday, so I hope I can catch up with Weber and Pat next weekend, yeah.
Well, in the past, they've always been very good hosts to people coming in town, so I'm sure they'll show you a good time and hang out with you and Yo-Yo, and of course, in the Yo-Yo Nation, I forget what they call it, the headquarters. Pat lives there, and who is it? Darn it, he just moved in. He makes a... Oh, God, it's going to kill me now. He makes the pads, like response pads for... Who was it? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
I know. Well, there's a second yo-yoer who lives with Pat now. Weber's moved out. He's got married. But there's... you guys must know this. Come on, somebody let me know. Who's now working for Yo-Yo Nation? Kentaro. Kentaro lives there. So we have at least two main yo-yoers who live there, And then, of course, there's Tim and Amy, who both work for Yo-Yo Nation, but they're not necessarily yo-yoers. But, you know, you'll have a good time. Trust me. Tell them you want to get some halal.
So what? Sorry?
Halal. Halal is, it's literally, it's a Muslim word for, like, kosher food in the Muslim equivalent. In this case, it's what they call the food they serve at a street vendor in New York City. And every yo-yoer who goes up there says it's absolutely incredible. I went up there and Pat did get it for me, and it's good. It's really good. It's cheap, and it's like meat on top of a bed of rice, and they squirt it on the sauce, and it's really good, and it's really cheap, and it's like, it's open from 8 p.m. to like 4 a.m.
Oh, that's... So I'll try that one.
Tell them when you go up there you want to get some halal. They'll know what you're talking about, and if you like that kind of stuff, you'll like it. So that should be cool. Let's see what else. So the New York States, I want to thank first off the Brants, Andy and Vera Brant. It's not really Vera, but I like to call her Vera. They came up with me on Saturday to the New York States, and it was awfully nice of them to help share the costs of the stuff up there, and I really appreciate it. So thanks to them. And by the way, it was my first time, Jumper, I ever judged a yo-yo contest on Saturday. Yeah, your mic is getting a little... Yeah, you know what? I think the... Now, if you know what? Turn a little bit.
So?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have a bad wire in that, because if you hold it a certain way, it's all you hear is a buzz. So...
okay.
Yeah, so... But yeah, I was a judge at my first time ever. I've been having yo-yo contests for 10 years, and I was a judge, and I was a ladder judge. Trick ladder judge. Mm-hmm. And that was a little hairy because, honestly, some of those tricks I'm not so sure about. And, you know, I'm supposed to be judging people. But happily, I get up there and Jason Maffei, who was my co-ladder judge, he knew what he was doing. And he showed me all the stuff. And most of the tricks that I wasn't sure about or tricks I knew, it's just I couldn't remember what they looked like. So he showed them to me and we got it all set. And, frankly, none of the people went far enough to get to the point where I was no longer comfortable doing the judging. So, yeah, that's buzzing again. So, I don't know what... It's just, I guess, maybe if you can try and keep it stationary. I don't know if it's possible.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's a crummy mic is what it comes down to. So, okay. Let's see. What else is...
Okay, so is it working?
That's much better. Now, I have to say, New York States, you didn't go up to New York States. I'm sure a lot of the people did. It was unbelievable. It was held at the South Street Seaport, which is a big tourist destination in New York City. It was on Pier 17, which is, it's more or less a mall. And the mall is, you know, has a lot of high-end stores, but one of the venue was outside. The stage was outside. It was a big band stage. It was a regular band stage. They had a huge sound system. Must have been the house sound system. They had an MC, or a DJ, who was doing all the songs, and he was, you know, he was a professional DJ, so it wasn't just somebody playing songs. He was mixing stuff, and it was really cool. That was really good, and Pat was MC. And the venue, like I said, was outside. It was a beautiful day. You know, you'd think it would be a little risky having a yo-yo contest outside New York City in the summertime. And, yep, you're right, Josh Sean. It's Scuba Steve was the DJ. And it was a beautiful day. And the South Street Seaport, they have a couple different restaurants that look right down to the stage. So everybody was eating at these restaurants, was able to watch the yo-yoing. And they had to have, I mean, I had no way of counting it, but they had to be 10,000 different people who would at least pass through during the event, and it had so many people watching, and it was neat because a lot of the people watching were yo-yo people, but a lot more of the people who were not yo-yo people were watching as well. So, and that's one of the things when you have a yo-yo contest that you want to have is you want to expose yo-yoing to people who aren't necessarily yo-yoers. You want to expose it to people who are casual people who might become interested in yo-yoing, and that's something our contest we've had in the past. There's a church like three doors down from here. And we have it there. They have a nice stage. They have a nice auditorium. It's a great venue, except there is no people who walk in casually because they don't know the contest is coming on. It just doesn't happen. People don't walk into churches and say, hey, what's going on? So that's something I'm always struggling with is trying to find a good venue. But they found a great venue. They had great weather. They had tons of press there. They had a ton of people showing up. Really, I can't imagine how it could have gone much better. And they had an interesting way of judging. They had the usual yo-yo judges, but they also had a woman who was a judge she judged performances, I think, from like dancing performances. Okay. So she knew nothing about yo-yoing. She was judging their performance only, just how they presented themselves.
That was one idea we had also 5 years ago, but we never tried it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard other people talk about that, but they did it, and it's a risk because now you have somebody judging a yo-yo contest, and they gave her 33% of the weight. So the final scores were determined. 33% of the final score was determined by somebody who never saw yo-yoing before. So yes, you could say it was an unbiased judge. You could also say it's a judge who might not know the difference between Rock the Baby and a Green Triangle. So, you know, 33% of the score is going to be based on somebody who does a good who may not just be a good presentation as opposed to something that's a good technical delivery. So it was kind of nervous. It made me a little nervous about doing that, but the end results, I couldn't argue with them. John Ando won the X division, and he's a AA yo-yoer, and he did a great job, and it seemed to be common thought that he was going to win that. And in the A division, it was Paul Hahn. And Jumper was telling me he knew Paul Hahn from back in the day, you know, since Jumper's been around for 10 years. But Paul Hahn's still around, and he's still yo-yoing, and he won. So, and you really couldn't argue with the results a whole lot, and I didn't hear anybody complaining about it. Plus, you know, when you have an X division, it's really hard because you have people doing 2A and 3A and 4A and 5A and competing against each other, and how do you judge a guy who's 2A against a guy that's 4A? And he had AG, who was like, blew everybody away at Worlds, going against Tyler, who won Worlds in the 5A. And Stu is not cool, by the way. Stu is a big jerk. And so it's hard to do that in the first place. So really, I think it's apples and oranges. We're going to have the when we have MAR, we're going to do all the divisions individually. So to avoid that, and you know, that might lead to having us have one person in 2A or none in 2A. So there you go. Let's see. What do we have next? Me judging New York State. Oh yeah, you know what? I was mentioning this to Jumper a little bit earlier. I saw somebody at the yo-yo contest. Sean Fumo came up to me and said he saw somebody that who had won our first contest ever, which was like 1998 or 1999. I don't even remember, but I haven't seen him since that day. He was a guy from the New York University Yo-Yo Club. There were four or five of them that came down from New York University, and he won. And he was. And if you look on our webpage at mitchells.com/yo-yo, I think there's pictures on there from it. And there's pictures of him doing a loop off, and he's wearing a dog collar with spikes and stuff. So, you know, Sean said he was there. So Sean pointed him out to me, and it went up to him and didn't have a dog collar anymore. Plus, he was married. He has two kids. He moved to Japan for like 3 years, met a girl from Japan, married her, and then he moved back to the U.S. So it was pretty funny. I hadn't seen the guy in 10 years, so it was pretty cool to see him. Plus, who else was there was Charlie Windstorm. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of Charlie Windstorm. Charlie Windstorm was the Duncan Yo-Yo guy before Steve. And he was there, and I think there was a whole big kind of controversy as to how Charlie left Duncan, because they started drug testing, and then Charlie left Duncan. And I think he blamed Steve for that. This is what I hear. So Charlie was there. And also Charlie, to make things a little more uncomfortable for me, because I was judging the Trick Ladder division, and he entered the Trick Ladder division, and I was the president of the American Yo-Yo Association when Charlie was on the board, and we kicked him off. We kicked him off the board, and I was the president. So I thought it might be a little, he might be a little uncomfortable. So I recused myself from judging him, since I thought he might feel a little funny if I was the guy judging him. But I did say hi, and it was nice to see Charlie. I hadn't seen him in years, and I didn't even know he's still active in yo-yoing. So Charlie Windstorm, look it up, Google it. Let's see what else. New York State's, I think that's about it. I have a whole bunch of clips from New York State, which I guess I might as well start playing. They'll give us a little bit of time here, a couple breathers, but there's a whole bunch of them, so I'm sure you guys would like to hear them. The first one is when I spoke to Abe Zyermere, John Bott, and I think that was it. But this is an interesting... It's always interesting to talk to Abe, because Abe's a whack job. I think Abe and John Bott, they did not go to Worlds, and they were explaining to me exactly why they didn't go to Worlds and why they decided to go to the New York State contest instead. So here's the audio, and I'm not sure of the levels, so you'll have to let me know if it blows your ears off.
All right, this is Joe, and I'm up here at the New York State contest, and I'm here with Abe and John Bott, and how you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good.
And you came out here to the New York State contest. You did not go to Worlds. Any rationale there?
I really only had enough money for one contest, and I've been to Worlds a bunch, and I figured, you know, it's the first international open. Like, I can't miss that.
That's true. How about you, Abe? You had a different reason. What's up?
I ain't gonna miss no fucking international open for some bitch-ass world that Greg throws.
Okay, there you have it. So Abe's not gonna miss no bitch-ass open.
You're just not gonna get on Team Infinite Illusions.
I hear these Severance boys are more foul-mouthed than me.
They are. I think, you know what? I believe you may be an influence there.
I detest that they're more foul-mouthed than me. I am going to challenge them later.
Well, good luck with that. How about you, John Bott? Do you have any interest in taking on the foul-mouth challenge later?
I haven't been able to clean up the stain on the floor of my room after the last time the Severances slept at my house.
Do you have any idea which Severance it came from?
Probably Danny, but yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think sometimes
Kyle, like, you know how when like puppies and kittens sleep together, they were just kind of huddled up in a corner.
And that's funny because they hate each other.
Yeah. There were some cans.
There was some soda pop cans filled with urine around them, and like some porno magazines lying on top of them for blankets.
Hey, that's how we roll in Delaware, man.
Yeah, I remember when the car broke down in the Hardware Hang parking lot. And then Tyler is just sitting on the back of the car looking at porn.
Someone in the ramen crew left this garbage bag filled with all their dirty laundry in my room, too.
Did you clean it for them?
No, it's just sitting in the corner of my room still.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, who's joining us right now? It's Danny Severin.
Your hair looks so feathered.
Danny is Danny's sporting his new haircut. It's his porn star haircut. How you doing, Danny?
What is this?
It's his streetwear.
I got my streetwear. I got it from a cell phone accessories dealer.
Abe is sporting a brand new colorful hat. Very nice. So, all right, well, we'll check in you in a little bit. This is Joe.
All right, so that was my conversation with Abe and John Bot. And, of course, well, you know, Abe told, he said it, so I figured I'd play it. And maybe he'll never be welcome at Worlds again. I don't know. We'll see. Second person I spoke to was Tressley Cahill from right here in Delaware. Yeah, baby. And Tressley, apparently, this is interesting, he was going to compete in New York States, and he hasn't competed in a while, so here's Tressley.
Hey, it's Joe here, and I'm at the New York International Yo-Yo Contest. I'm here with Tressley. Hey, don't Tressley.
Pretty good, how are you?
I'm Jim Dandy. So, Tressley, you're here competing in the 1A division, right?
No,
the Y division?
Nope.
Why not?
I missed the registration.
Ah, that sucks.
Even though Pat extended it, apparently.
And you still didn't want to do it, huh?
I still missed it somehow, but that's all right, I'll be competing in MAR, so...
Oh, sorry about that, folks. I it was a short interview. I forgot that it was so short. So that was Tressley Cahill from right here in Delaware. He is apparently going to enter at MAR when we have it, which is September 8th, by the way. The next person I caught up to was Shane Karen. And Shane, if you know Shane, is in yo-yoing, he's out of yo-yoing, in yo-yoing, out of yo-yoing. And he's in yo-yoing because he was there on Saturday. This is me and Shane.
So this is Joe, and I'm here with Shane Karen. How you doing, Shane?
Everything's good, Joe. How are you today?
And you're here for the contest. What happened, man?
I just figured I'd come up and say what's up to Pat. You know, Pat's the man. I love Pat.
I love Pat, too, but you don't compete in contests. You just come back every once in, like, 2 years.
Yeah, pretty much. I get kind of bored with yo-yoing from time to time, but when something like this goes on and Pat's a part of it, I'm just here to support him, man.
Well, that's great. Good luck. You're competing in both divisions today?
Yeah, both divisions today, and I didn't even know anything about registration, but allegedly I'm seated, so that's kind of cool.
That's cool. All right. Well, good luck, Shane, and nice to see you. Maybe we'll see you at MAR?
Yeah, I hope so, man.
All right. Take it easy.
And once again, I was caught unprepared because I was talking to Jumper while the interview ended. So I keep forgetting how short these are. That was 39 seconds. All right, the next one, I'm going to check to see how long it is first. Ooh, it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Nice one. This is when I was in the head of the contest, and Augie Fash walks up. I'm like, whoa, it's Augie Fash. And I didn't think Augie was coming because he's on the whole Ozfest tour. So this is me and Augie.
Hi, this is Joe, and I've caught up with Augie Fash. Augie Fash is here at the New York Open. How you doing, Augie?
Awesome.
That's great. I didn't know you were coming. So is this a last-minute thing you came?
I'm trying to make my delivery delayed, and I think I'm succeeding. But yeah, I just found out late last night.
No, and you were telling me that you're on the Ozfest tour?
Something like that. They have me sacrifice babies on stage and eat goat live. It's kind of awkward.
Have you seen Lamb of God?
I'm too scared to go watch. Yeah, so there's like the rock fist and like, I don't know.
Do you do your performance on the stage?
Luckily, no. Then we don't have to throw up rock fist and mosh with people who will stomp on my face.
Have you met Ozzy yet?
Not yet, but maybe when he ODs on stage and he just sits around for a while, I'll be able to talk to him.
That would be cool if you did.
He's going to teach me how to rap. Remix.
Cool. So you were on the Warped Tour earlier this summer, and what happened there?
We didn't sell enough tickets, so they canceled that and sent me to Ozfest, where they're currently having me become more hardcore by the day. No more peace signs and jumping and hang loose symbols for Augie Fash.
No, you're getting ready to kick somebody's ass. Who's ass are you going to kick today?
I still sense the words like ass, but yes, a Darien will become sore because of me.
So you can't say words like ass?
I think I just coined the word ass again. I don't know if it's appropriate for the 8-year-olds who are listening, you know?
That's a good point. Did you? I guess you didn't listen to Yo-Yo Radio last week, huh?
Yo-Yo Radio still on the air?
We had John, Rob, and Tyler, and Danny, and they were cursing more per square minute than any other show we'd ever done.
There's such a thing as a square minute?
Well, I kind of made that up.
You're an art student, weren't you?
I'm a what?
Art student, weren't you?
I am not an art bag. Don't give me that conclusion. I'm just kidding. So, you're not performing today, are you?
I might do a demo. I'm going to break dance on a piece of cardboard while I have a ghetto blaster.
That sounds interesting. You've changed.
The sprinkler, the worm, the filing cabinet. I know all the moves.
I know the sprinkler. That's the thing where you, like, tap your head and turn around.
Except with the rhythm of a white boy. It's awesome.
I'm with you there, my friend. All right, so you'll be in Nashville this year, right?
I might take the walk down the street.
Oh, yeah, good point. You live in Chico. All right, Doggy, thanks for joining us, and good luck in the rest of the Ozfest. Tell Ozzy we send her best.
Peace out.
Okay, so that was me with Kia, and obviously the sound on that wasn't terribly great because Kia. I'm not sorry, it wasn't Kia, it was Augie. And you know what I was thinking of about the interview I have with Kia, and that sound is, like, really bad because, like, the DJ at that New York State's contest was just really loud, which was kind of cool. So, but it made for a difficult interview. So here's my difficult interview with Kia while the sound was blasting. This is Kia Bobzani, and he lets go of some interesting news from what's his company? Antio.
Hi, this is Joe, and I'm here with Kia. How you doing, Kia?
Nice, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How was your trip out here? Down here, up here?
It was great. Traveling across the country twice in a week is amazing.
You went home and came back?
Yeah, I had to. I had no choice. I mean, it was I hate Florida, so it was like either stay in New York for a week or go back home and take care of business and come back. So, and we have a lot of big plans I can tell you about. So.
Well, let us in. What are the big plans? Come on, tell me. I won't tell anybody.
Okay, so, you know, we were doing the WET and the BSP, the two yo-yos we're working on. Well, we're getting a little derailed. We're doing a plastic version of the business.
Really?
For sure. And we're going to release it in Japan as the Jakezilla, and it's going to come with a counterweight.
And, of course, you can't do a counterweight in the U.S. because of the Duncan bastard.
Yes. But we're releasing the yo-yo here. It's a collaboration between Antio and Born Crucial.
Okay.
We're getting the yo-yo produced by the same manufacturer that's making polyoth yo-yos.
Okay.
We're doing a large amount of them. We're probably doing like 800 or 1,000. And it's basically going to be a beefed up Beefzilla Delrin yo-yo. And then we're also doing the WET, which looks like we'll be able to prototype it by national. People will be able to see a sample of it. We're going full blown with it. We're doing four. It's going to have four ghost rings.
Okay.
Concentric rings, two on each side of the half, two in each half. So you can have anywhere from one to four rings in the yo-yo for super responsive yo-yo to a very unresponsive yo-yo.
Well, that's interesting. So that's all coming up from you guys. Now, what about you personally? I hear you may be opening a chocolate shop. Is that right?
No, we're not doing chocolate shop. I'm opening another denim store in LA instead.
Oh, come on. What about chocolate?
No, I'm going to save that. It'll be the
in the back. You
got to
be excited.
Yeah, it'll sell chocolate out the back or something.
Okay, so where in New York can I go to get some good chocolate?
Vosges. This
is
V-O-S-G-E-S, Vosges Chocolatier. It's on Prince and Mercer in Soho.
Oh, it's in Soho.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. So, any other plans coming up for Antio?
That's pretty much it. We're going to add another player to the team maybe at the end of the year.
Is it me?
It might be you.
Yes! Do you have to actually yo-yo to be on the team?
They don't have to yo-yo anymore.
Yes, I'm in! All right, Kia, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the rest of the whole Antio thing.
Thank you very much.
That was me with Kia Bobzani up there at the New York contest, and, well, it's the stuff I didn't know about. The Jakezilla, that's pretty cool. Jake Bullock's new yo-yo, and I asked him when it was coming out. He's like, he has no idea. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I won't hold my breath. Let's see. The first of the two Yo-Yo Nation people I spoke to was the Weber. Weber Shu. And Weber was up there. I grabbed him in a spare moment. This was my conversation with him.
All right, it's Joe again, and I'm here with Weber. How you doing, Weber?
Good, good.
How's the contest going? Is it what you expected?
It's more than what I expected. I expected bad weather and a poor turnout, but...
Well, unfortunately, it's like sunny and low humidity, and it's nice and a huge turnout, so I'm sorry it didn't go as well as you were planning.
Seriously, all this press annoys me. Gosh.
All this press? Well, tell me, what press is here?
We have Yahoo here.
Boring.
Boring. A bunch of local stations.
Not like the big city or anything.
Newspaper. TV, media, all that stuff, whatever you want.
And you know what, I did not realize the contest being webcast, is that right?
Well, a little snafu there. So Verizon was hosting this. Verizon, they set up the internet here for us in agreement that we, you know, mention them and whatnot. But what happened was that for security reasons, we couldn't log into our streaming server. It's a shame because we're working with another big company to make it happen, but...
Okay. No, it was planned to be webcast, but it's not being webcast. Well, that's a bummer. But otherwise, I mean, it's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful location. You guys picked an outstanding location.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's actually our third choice, but
really?
it'll be our first choice next year, and I hope a lot of you guys can come. It's pretty amazing. You guys will see the post video where we have 3-4 cameras going. We'll make something nice for you guys.
Very cool. And, obviously, you're weather dependent here, so that's you know, we're East Coast too. That's something I've always been afraid of doing, but you're doing it outside, you know. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, we got to the point where we own the weather here.
Okay.
Going nationwide soon, but, you know.
Wow, so awesome. The Union Nation is now controlling the weather in New York City. All right, this is Joe. Good luck, Weber. Have a good rest of the contest.
Thank you. Let's go, Mets.
Let's go. Oh.
And Weber and I have a continuing argument about the Phillies versus the Mets. The Phillies and the Mets are both baseball teams in the National League Eastern Division, and the Mets are leading the Phillies, as they have for the last several years. So he likes to rub it in, because he's a nice guy like that. Jerk. And I caught up to Boxthor, and if you ever met Boxthor, you know he's a really arrogant person and insulting online, but in real life, he's like really quiet and stuff. So here he is. Boxy.
All right, I found... Get the hell out of the way. Get the hell out of the way. Wait, shut... Get out of here. I'm here with Boxthor. How you doing, Boxy? That's awesome. So you're videoing the contest, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So how do you think it's going so far? That's awesome. Really? Because I thought it was a little weak near the middle there. What do you... I mean, that the whole middle preliminary?
You're weak.
Duh.
Yeah.
Did you have halal yet?
Yeah, I did. It was, we had about 30 people there. They were all waiting in line, and it was pretty good.
That sounds
There's not
good.
Much to the story. I mean, you wait in the line, and you get some awesome food.
Yeah. When did you do last night?
Two nights ago. Then last night, we all went to Cat's Deli, and...
Cat has a deli? Jesus, man, that guy's taken over.
And then we confused all the foreigners.
Deli.
Have you been there?
No, I have not.
Well, you suck.
Indeed.
Is this Yo-Yo Radio?
It is.
That was a wonderful program, yeah.
Oh, jeez. You must have been mistaken for something else. All right, thanks, Boxy.
That's me with Boxthor, and of course, we had somebody overheard me interviewing Boxy, and he was like, is that Yo-Yo Radio? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, wow, I tuned into that once. That's a great show. And I was like, you obviously haven't listened to it very much. So, there you go. Who else did I catch up with? Drew Tates. You know who that is? He's a Dunkin' guy. And then John Bott happened. This is when I came upon the Dunkin' booth. And I went into there, and Drew Tates was in there. And then John Bott started talking because Drew got a customer. And then Takeshi came in. So this one's a fairly long interview. It's a 4.5-minute interview. So we got lots of time. It's going to be awesome.
I'm in the Dunkin' booth right now. And I'm with Drew Tates. How you doing, Drew?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Joe.
How's sales today at the Dunkin' booth?
Sales are pretty hectic. The great thing about it being on a pier is we've had a lot of walk-bys. And the bad thing about it being on a pier is we've had a lot of walk-bys. So I've had to explain what each yo-yo is at least like 95 times.
Okay, can you explain to me which one is the best one? Which one sleeps the longest?
Oh, Joe, I can't explain that to you.
Of course you can. So, which ones do you give free to the judges?
Free to the judges? I'll have to talk to you about that later, Joe. I wouldn't want to say it on the air.
Because, you know, I'm a judge. Here's my tag.
That's a pretty nice tag.
Oh, you got a customer. Hold on. John Bott, are you manning the booth or are you just hanging up back here?
I'm just making sure the riffraff, you know, stays in line and stuff. I mean, I'm not really on Dunkin' or whatnot, but they really need someone to take charge. Otherwise, they just sit around and don't do nothing. And
are there a lot of thefts going on? Are a lot of people stealing stuff?
Not that I've seen. So,
I think Hank Freeman was stealing something over there.
Well, Hank Freeman's been a member of Duncan longer than anybody else, so you're probably right. I mean, he probably thinks he, you know, is owed something. But what is anybody going to do about it?
What's up with that chick over there? What's her deal?
She's some kind of mime street performer, American lady. I think if you put money in her box, she'll dance, or I don't know.
I think she's a prostitute.
Well, you have to put a little bit more money than normal in her box if you want the special.
You should go over there and ask her how much for all night.
I've already had enough prostitution experiences in my trip to New York City.
Any here on the pier?
No, just that me and Abe were staying at a hotel in New Jersey. It's across the river.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And yeah, we got dropped off. It was the Howard Johnson Express. It was kind of next to two junkyards and a truck stop.
Sounds like a good location.
And we got dropped off there at 2 in the morning, and as soon as we get into the hotel room, the phone rings. And I'm in the bathroom, and Abe answered, and I thought maybe it was just we were a little loud, or I don't know, because, you know, Abe kind of talks loud, and he doesn't know it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still thought, I don't know, no one's going to, you know, it's just confusing. So I get out of the bathroom, and Abe's like, I think there was just a prostitute on the phone. She said, do you want to hang out? And I was like, no, I'm tired. I'm just going to go to sleep. And then they hung up.
So, that makes you think that maybe somebody at the Holiday Inn, or the Hojo, I'm sorry, is watching people come in and saying, hey, what room did he check into?
And then,
he looks like he's desperate for some female companionship.
Abe hangs up the phone. The phone rings again. So I'm just like, what? So I answer it and, you know, just like, hey, you want to hang out? He's like, no. She's like, why not? I'm like, I just don't, you know, and
That's fucked up, man.
We're pretty sure they're just a prostitute in the Hojo parking lot just waiting for people to come back at 2 in the morning. And
yeah, but how would they know your room number? I'm telling you, they were inside the hotel.
They watch us. Well, yeah, either the hotel, you know, manager behind the desk tells them, or it's like a motel, so they can see all the room numbers on the outside.
Wow, that's cool. You guys had some good experiences, man. Did you kill anybody in this experience, or did Abe?
No, but there was a used condom on the sidewalk not far from our hotel. So that's more evidence.
Was it fresh? Could you tell?
It was raining, so I really
look fresh. So. All right. Well, that's always fun to hear about. Thank you, John Bod. And you know who else walked into the? Takeshi just walked into the Duncan booth. How you doing, Takeshi?
Howdy, howdy, Joe.
So how's your experience here at the New York State World International Yo-Yo Competition and Breakdancing Exhibition Contest?
It's been fantastic. It's been unreal how many different variety acts that Pat has put together, but it's been a lot of fun. It's worked out really well.
Too bad the weather sucks, huh?
Oh, man, I know. It's not really humid like normal yo-yo events, and, you know, I don't know. It's too sunny. You know, I wish there was more wind.
Yeah, it's low wind, low humidity, it's sunny, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, Pat had this really great rain, you know, plan, you know, but we can't use it now.
But Weber was telling me how they control the weather now in New York City.
Good for them, excellent.
That's awesome. All right, this is Joe from the Duncan booth, signing out.
Yep, okay, that was me with Drew Tate, John Back, and John Bott, and Takeshi, and that was an interesting story by John Bott. He's always got something interesting to say. That man gets into trouble. Him and Abe, you know, I love talking to them, but boy, I would not want to travel with them because they scare me a little bit. And let's see, I caught up to Paul Hahn, and this is Paul before he won the contest, and he did win the 1A division at New York State's, but this is me talking to Paul before he won.
All right, this is Joe, I'm here with Paul Hahn. How you doing, Paul?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. You just got back from Worlds where you finished, what, third in 1A?
Third in 1A.
Were you happy with the results for that contest?
I was really happy, actually.
Oh, were you?
I didn't think I would do that good, actually.
That's funny, because I heard your reaction. You got on the stage, you were really excited, you were very happy, and then they announced Mickey for second, and it was a little bit of a different reaction for his second place.
I was really happy he took second.
No, you were happy.
I was happy for Yuki.
No, I mean his reaction was a little different. You came in third, you were happy. He came in second, wasn't so happy. But Yuki came in first. But Yuki's been practicing that freestyle for a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, a couple months. I helped him with it a lot. Actually, I helped him with his freestyle more than mine.
Well, how does that make you feel? He won, and you helped him win.
No, I feel great.
No,
I mean,
that's good.
I live with a guy, so.
I didn't know that. You live with him?
I live in the same neighborhood as him, so I take care of him.
Great. That's cool. It's nice to see the USA winning the championship.
Yep.
Now, for the week since the Worlds, what have you been done? Have you did you go home, or did you just come up here to New York City, or what?
Actually, I went back home, and I went to school, finished my finals at school, and then that's about it. Hung out.
So it was just an easy week for you. It wasn't like a whole lot of work or anything.
Oh, yeah, school was a lot of hard work, but that was about it.
And what do you think of the contest here? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great location. It's fun. Like a bunch of cool people hanging out together.
Very cool. So are you in the finals for the Y to or X division or Y division or whatever it is?
I'm in the division 1A, for 1A, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, good luck and Paul, and thanks for talking to us.
No problem, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Autographs are $3.
Did you hear that in the background? Some kid screaming, oh my God, it's Paul Hahn. So that was pretty funny. That was Paul Hahn, and yes, he did have good luck, and it was because he was interviewed by me. Unlike this guy, AG, and AG did not win the contest, but he did win Worlds, and he didn't speak a ton of English, but he spoke some. So this is me with AG.
All right, this is Joe, and I'm here with AG, and AG is the 4A champion of the world. He won it last week in Orlando. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're here in New York City. Where did you do for the week between Worlds and the Pats contest here?
I just stopped in New York.
Okay, you've been up in New York the whole time?
Yeah.
Is it the first time you've been to New York?
Second time.
And how are you enjoying it this week?
Great.
Now, the contest today, you're in the finals for the X division, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And how do you feel you're going to do? I mean, it's a pretty good competition here today.
That's great contest, but so hot.
It's hot. But Tyler and John Robb say you're going to win.
No way.
No. Oh,
John going to win.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck and thank you. And are you competing in any of the contests coming up?
Yeah.
Any more contests coming up?
I'm going to compete AP.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. That was me with AG, and I could not understand him some of the time there, so I didn't understand AP is the Asian Pacific contest, so that's what he's going to be competing in. And so it was good to talk to him, though. I never actually met him. So it was cool. Very cool. It's nice to see a lot of the international people, even though I wasn't able to make it to Worlds. Let's see. This is another one of the international dudes, the Brazilian guy, and this is Red, and I spoke to Red about 10 seconds before the rock band came on. And if you listen to some of the other interviews, especially the Kia one, you could barely hear it because the music was playing loud, and that was just the DJ, so I was trying to cram this in before the band came on.
I'm here with Red, and the rock band's about to go on. How, Red? How did the contest go?
Pretty good.
That's cool. That's really good. The rock band's just about to go on. What do you think won?
I won.
But you didn't compete.
I won. Oh. So Box won.
Yeah. Box won. That's awesome. If there was a contest for video recording, you'd come in the top two.
Penis.
Penis. Vagina. All right, so the rock band is going on. So, Red, you're here from Brazil. What do you think of the New York State contest?
Pretty good. Pretty high level. Pretty noisy. The weather was good. I have a massive sunburn from sitting in the sun at the judges' table for the whole day. But it was pretty good. Pretty awesome.
Was it hot in the sun? It seemed hot in there.
It was really, really hot.
Well, maybe it was just the judges, but you guys looked hot.
I'm not as hot as Joe.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
And so that was me with Red, and let's see, I only have a couple more of these, and you have to bear through it, because these are good interviews, though. You have to pay attention to them. This was me, and this is another short one. This is with John Ando, and John Ando won the X division up at the New York States, and this is him immediately after he won the contest.
Hi, this is Joe Mitchell, and I'm here with John Ando, who just won the X division here at the New York, the International Yo-Yo Contest. And were you surprised, John?
Yeah, very surprised.
I mean, I saw your freestyle, so I wasn't, but you seemed to be. But you got a big box of yo-yos, a big metal cup, and I mean, how does this rank up to like other contests you've won and competed in?
This contest, I practiced a lot this year, and I didn't do as much as I thought from Worlds. So this New York International Yo-Yo Open, I thought I did a clean routine, and I was really satisfied with it, so I'm very, very happy.
Very cool. Well, congratulations, and thank you.
Thank you.
That was John Ando right after he won, and that was like 10 seconds after he won. He came down off the stage, and people didn't even have a chance to high-five him because I grabbed him. But I did not grab Pat right away because some TV crew interviewed him, but I did grab him right after the TV crew finished with him, and this is my final interview from the New York State contest with Pat Quartero.
All right, I caught up with Pat Quartero, who is yet to... You only have hours and hours and hours of work left. And Pat, how are you feeling? The contest is over. The breakdown has begun. Is it any relief at this point?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. Because part of the madness this week and part of the madness in the coming week is really hosting the players that are here, hanging out with all the players, and even that coordinating 40 people to get together is just madness. But you know what? I love it, and I really don't mind. And tomorrow we're going to be on national TV, and we have to wake up at 7 a.m. at like 6 a.m. to get to the 7 a.m. shoot for that, which is kind of crazy. So I guess I'll get another 20 minutes of sleep tonight, and we'll see what happens if I don't die soon.
What time should us Yo-Yo Radio people be for the TV shoot?
10 o'clock. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait, that's it? Damn you, Pat Cortero.
I'm just kidding. If you guys want to come, please come out.
We'll get me home.
Okay, yes.
All right, so it was a great contest, great day. I mean, how did you get the weather?
I called my boy, and I just pulled some strings, I guess, and it just turned out really nice.
It turned out okay. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, probably 3.
Two.
I'm just kidding. It was awesome. All right, Pat, good luck, and have fun.
Much.
Try and get to Slim Sleep tonight.
Slim Sleep? Is that a hint?
Well, apparently that's what you've been living on, so.
Okay.
Slim Sleep. All right, folks. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was it. That was my recorded interviews from New York State, up in New York City on Saturday. And it was a wonderful, wonderful event. And, man, I expect great things from that in the years to come. So there you go. So that's the end of my interviews from New York State. Let me crank up the volume a little bit. And you know what? We've made Jumper wait all this time, but we're going to make him wait just a little bit longer. Because we have recent events, and I want to go through the results really quickly from some of the recent events. And before I do that, I have to do this because these guys are killing me. I need to say hi to Josh, I need to say hi to Noah, and I need to say that Stu is a god to the people on the Yo-Yo Radio chat on Skype. So if you'd like to call us, get on Skype. Call us at Yo-Yo Radio, or you can just join the chat there. You can send an instant message to me. It's Yo-Yo Joe M. I'm here all night, or another hour, or half hour, whatever. Recent events. South Central Regional took place in Dallas, Texas on Saturday. That was the same day as the New York contest in the 1A division. Winning the regional championship was Jesse Garcia. Ben Condi came in second. Bobby Stewart, I don't know who that is, came in third. Chris Howley came in fourth. Ian Cole came in fifth. And we'll leave it there. In the open division, it was Miguel Correa, who won the regional title. Ben Conde came in second again. Ian Cole came in third. Nate Hafner came in fourth. And Manuel Torres came in fifth. That was the South Central Regional in Dallas, Texas. That was going to be at a show called the Super Show Expo. And I'm curious how that went, because that was like at a weightlifting or a bodybuilding convention, which is an interesting venue for a yo-yo contest. But, you know, because not all yo-yoers have great physiques. Let's just keep it there. And on Saturday also, of course, was the New York State contest, which I've been talking about, and International Yo-Yo Open. You can go to newyorkyoyo.com for information on that event and the results, which were in the 1A division, like I said, Paul Hahn won, Mark Montgomery came in second, Sebastian Brock came in third, Justin Weber came in fourth, and Danilo Packer from Brazil came in fifth. In the X division, it was John Ando coming in first, Rusei Saito came in second, and I think he came in second in the 2A division of Worlds, too. Eiji Okuyama came in third. Kentaro Kimura came in fourth. And Natsushi Yamada came in fifth. So Kentaro is the guy who works up at Yo-Yo Nation. So you'll have a couple good yo-yos up there. In the New York division, it was the New York State contest. They did awarded the title of New York State champion. Howie Chu came in first in the 1A division. And I believe he's a Yo-Yo Nation intern. Giovanni Crespo came in second. Mike Kutzler came in third. In the X division, it was Andrew Bergen winning. And Andrew Bergen is the kid. Did you follow any of that whole Yo-Yo Jam, the charity auction thing they did at Worlds?
Me? I saw some of the website of it.
Yeah, I didn't follow much of it, but I know that they had a specific event, and you bid on the rights to a certain yo-yoer on that event, and if your yo-yoer won, you won like $3,000 with the yo-yos.
So that's cool.
And Andrew Bergen was the kid who won the $3,000 with the yo-yos, because I think he picked Rusei Saito. So, you know, Andrew Bergen, not only he's had a pretty good week, he won $3,000 with the yo-yos and the title of New York State champion in the X division up in the New York State contest. Jack Lester, Todd Lester's son, came in second, and Richard Pickett came in third. And the sports ladder results in the 11 and below division, it was Tyler Mullen came in first, Sebastian Conybear came in second, and Andrew Chavez came in third. In the 12-28 the old division, it was Jake Hooker in first, Solana Bethel came in second, Josh Ellis came in third. And the old man division, 29 and up, it was John Shea coming in first, Andy Brandt came in second, and Peter Berlingoff came in third. And the last contest, recent event, was the Pacific Northwest Regional, which was in Seattle on Sunday. And first place was John Huber. And that's kind of interesting because I know John's been in yo-yoing for a long time, but I've never seen him win a contest. Maybe he has. Maybe I haven't been paying attention. Boyd Seth came in second. I don't know how that happened. And Sterling Quinn came in third. David DiMolanti came in fourth. And Tamaya Ichikawa came in fifth. Upcoming events include the Malaysian Yo-Yo Championships on August 18th. Go to m-yo.com/myyc07. August 18th is also the Hong Kong Yo-Yo Contest in Hong Kong. Go to hkyoyocontest.com. California State is September 8th in San Francisco. Go to calstateyoyo.com for information on that event. That's going to be at the Exploratorium in San Francisco. Mid-Atlantic Regionals is going on the same day, September 8th. Go to maryoyo.com for information on that event. And by the way, I'm trying, based on the inspiration from Saturday at an outdoor venue, I have an indoor venue for September 8th, and I'm looking for, as well, an outdoor venue that's really near my house. It's like a band shell in a park. And I'm going to try and get that as well, so that if it's a sunny day, we'll have it outside at the park. If it's a rainy day, we'll have it inside of the church. So, but that, I just called him today. I hope to hear back from him soon. So I'll post it on MAR Yo-Yo as soon as I find out. September 22nd is Indiana States in Indianapolis, and that's going to be Takeshi's contest. Go to indianastates.newschool101.com. The U.S. Nationals is October 6th in Chico, California. Go to nationalyoyo.org for information on that event. The Czech Nationals are in Prague on November 17th. Go to ymcro7.cya.cz for information on that event. And the Hungarian Nationals are in Budapest on December 3rd, 2007. Go to myyb.hu for information on that event. For a list of upcoming contests and links, you can check the AYYA webpage at AYYA.org, or you can check yoyoing.com on the side, and there's a list of events there, too. And there's a couple other places, and I don't know them off the top of my head. So there you go. There's
the German Nationals coming
the
up.
The German, well, you know what, Marcus? That was one of the questions, or I'm sorry, Jumper, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, is I went to the German Yo-Yo Association webpage today, and there's a link for the German Yo-Yo Masters, but there's no date.
We released a date just today. It's the last weekend in October. I think it's the 28th of October, something like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Last weekend in October in Dresden, Germany.
Okay.
And we invite you all to come.
And that's going to be, is it a two-day event or is it a one-day event?
It is a two-day event. Or maybe it starts on Friday evening when all the players arrive till Sunday evening.
Wow. So, Wow. So it's a couple days. Now, I've never had a multi-day event. I mean, do you get a lot of people coming to events? To the German Yo-Yo Masters?
We have a lot of people, like maybe 40 people competing. And the same amount for visiting and just playing, hanging around, something like this.
And is that the German National Contest?
Yeah, that's the German National
Contest.
That is,
contest, okay. Yeah. But you guys call it the German Yo-Yo Masters?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. And do you take part in that event, or are you one of the judges in it?
Together with UFO, I run the event.
Okay.
And I'm also judging.
Okay, but you're not competing. That would be kind of a conflict of interest, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. The last time I was competing, it was in 2005, when I was German national champion in the team division together with my brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because I'm thinking about competing at my contest this year.
Oh, great idea.
Except I think you actually have to be able to yo-yo to do that. And I'm not too good. But so how was the whole thing with the... When did you start the German Yo-Yo Association, you and the other eight fellows?
We started it back in 1999 at the German Yo-Yo Masters back in the days on this date because we were seeing the yo-yo companies are going out of running the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to start an association which is made... by players, for players, and so now we have an industry independent Yo-Yo Association in Germany who is running the contests.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, you were telling me earlier that the first German Yo-Yo Masters was run by the companies, Yo-Yo companies, and then they decided they were no longer going to do it, so that was your impetus to start the German Yo-Yo Association so that you would continue that contest.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, because here in the United States, the National Yo-Yo Contest has been run by the Bob Maloney and the National Yo-Yo League, and it's been that way since they started it, and I don't even know when they started it, I don't know if it was the late 80s or early 90s, but it predates the AYYA, I believe. So the AYYA did not exist when the first national contest here in the U.S. took place. So it makes more sense to do it the way you do, that the German Yo-Yo Association runs their contest, but here in the U.S. we've had, you know, one individual who's been running that for such a long time, and it's well run and done, you know, in a good and fair way, so it's not like there's any need to jump in and do it. But that makes more sense to have a national association running its contest. Do you guys have any other events other than the German Yo-Yo Masters?
Yes, we have the German Yo-Yo Camp on Easter,
mm-hmm.
where all the players just come together for just playing yo-yo and having party and so, with no contest at all on the Easter weekend. And we have a contest in the summertime, the JOA Summer Jam. This just take place at the beginning of July in Berlin. Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. And it's funny you call it camp, but it's just more of a big event. Because when I read camp, I'm thinking it's like a camp for kids to come up and show up and learn how to yo-yo, but it's not. It's just an excuse to hang out and yo-yo and stay up really late at night.
Yeah, stay up all the time.
That seems to be a thing at every yo-yo contest I've ever been to. The kids stay up all the time. But, you know, I'm old. I can't handle that.
Yeah, the caffeine consume is very high at yo-yo contests.
That's true. You have the people running around with the Volt and the all the energy drinks, which I had my first energy drink on Saturday. I had my first Red Bull.
Oh, really?
It tasted like bubble gum.
Yeah, like
did not
bears.
Like it. It was like, ugh. But it was a hot day, and it was a cold drink, so I was like, I'll take it. So, there you go. And now, you guys also have the Team Yo-Yo Maniacs, and what is that?
The Team Yo-Yo Maniacs is actually our yo-yo team. It was founded back in 1998, when I met UFO at a yo-yo workshop when Harry Bayer was around.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other guys were joining the team, some pretty young kids, but half a year later they left. And then some other guys came around, which mostly are friends of mine or UFO, or actually the other guys, DJ is my brother or so. Mm-hmm. And we also have one guy from Italy in our team. He is our honorary member. It's Stefano Benassi. Mm-hmm. The maker of the Ruyo and the Kaizen.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Harry, you mentioned Harry Bayer, and Harry, he did the Moonstar, is that right?
Yeah, he did the Moonstar and the Mondial, yes, and wrote these two yo-yo books.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, but you mentioned he's not really in the yo-yo scene much anymore, huh?
No, he is not in there anymore. He's in making other business.
Alternative lifestyle implements.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that sounds even worse than it is. He's making paraphernalia for people to enjoy their mind-altering lifestyle. How's that?
So sounds great.
Interesting jump from the yo-yo profession. Now, you told me earlier that Henry's is the big yo-yo company in Germany, and they're the people who made the Viper, and the Viper was popular a long time ago here in the U.S., and it hasn't been terribly popular since. It used to be very popular off-string yo-yo until the Aquarius and some of the Yo-Yo Jam yo-yos came out. Mm. But you were saying that he has pretty much depleted his stocks of the old Vipers, and now he's going to be coming out with something new?
Yeah, Henry, he was also at the JYA Summer Jam, which took place at the Berlin Juggling Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry's is big in juggling. They make excellent Diabolos and juggling clubs. And there he told me, he wants to do some new yo-yos. And he gave me a prototype of something which was made out of the cobra shells, mm-hmm. and a little bit wider bearing. It's totally unresponsive at all. It's very light, but he's still trying to figure out how he can make this yo-yo better. And I'm excited what he will do with this and when he brings it to the final level to release it.
Yeah, because the Viper, when I first started, was really popular. But if you look at an old Viper now, at least I don't know if it was before the Axis system, they had a very tiny gap. I mean, it was the gap, I don't even know how the string fit in that gap.
It was a tiny
gap. And it was good for all string, but it was hard to do a lot of yo-yo tricks. Plus, it was so light. I'm not sure how people got to do tricks. But I remember at the time we sold them, and it was like it was one of the first ones that had a ball bearing, at least the ones we sold. So, and I remember reading the sleep time of up to a minute. I was like, whoa, a minute single throw? That's unbelievable. So, it's interesting to see them. They haven't really had much of a presence in the U.S. since, I don't even know when, a couple years now. They're, the place up in Minnesota, Air Circus or something like that, or they used to distribute it, but I don't know if anybody distributes them in the U.S. anymore. So, it'd be interesting if it comes out something new. Now, you were mentioning earlier too, you guys you have your camp and your events and stuff like that, and you make it also two different European events and contests out there, because it's you know, it's a lot easier for you to travel, you know, it's Europe's is not as, yes, Europe in total is not as big as the United States.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's you can go to the Czech contest and some of the contests in different countries. In Italy, you said you mentioned going down to see Carlo Oxy.
I was in, let's see, in nationals in Italy. Mm-hmm. I was at the nationals in France, and I have been to nationals in Switzerland.
Hmm. Now, how big is the French nationals? I'm just curious, because I've only met Hadrian.
French nationals is they are rather small. The time when I was there were about 10 competitors or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, it's nice to see all the different associations pop up and the different, and you see at Worlds this year, and I'm not sure how many countries were seated, but there were a lot of them. And when I first got involved, you guys were around, and the Americans were around, and I think there were, you know, Canadians here and there, and of course Japan was huge. But outside of that, there was just a smattering of other countries that really were involved. And now it seems like there's dozens of countries. And we were talking earlier, there's a Russian yo-yo scene, and you were saying Hungary and the
Czech Republic and Poland, they're big yo-yo scenes. Yeah,
it's nice. It's nice to see it getting bigger and bigger. So, and you guys, you were saying you're going to have it in the same, the German Yo-Yo Masters is going to be the same place it has been the last couple of years in Dresden?
Yes, it's okay. The same place, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Anything else coming up and going on?
Yeah, next spring we have the European Yo-Yo Meeting in Vienna.
Okay.
In Austria.
Uh-huh.
That will be a fun event, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you should fly out Yo-Yo Radio to a special broadcast live from there. That would be fun.
That would be excellent.
Well, that would be cool. And you said later on this week you're headed up to New York to see Pat, and hopefully you might be at Yo-Yo Club on Friday here?
Yeah, I hope I will be here. Okay. Depends on how much work I have to do on Friday, but I hope I can make it here, yeah.
And I'm almost positive I won't be here, because I'm going on vacation, and I'll be packing and stuff like that. So, but we have I just talked to Shane earlier, and Shane said he should be coming, and Beth Brandt and her husband, Andrew, who are older, like me, they're older than me, because they're really old, and they said they'll be up here. So I know they'll be here, and Tyler's always here, so, you know, the kids will be here, so you can come and hang out.
Ah, cool.
Okay. Is there anything else I should, you wanted to talk about before we wrap up the show? Anything I forgot to ask you that you'd like to mention? Mm. No?
At the moment I'm not thinking of.
Okay.
I want to greet all the players on the radio, and especially my friends from Italy and the guys from all over Europe, but especially the guys from Italy, Carlo, Steve, and all these guys, and of course all the German guys.
Well, that's cool. You know, and we'll have this a podcast, because I remembered to hit the click the record button this week.
Yeah. But and I forgot all the Brazilian players. They are all great people. I want to meet you sometime.
Well, okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Jumper. It was a pleasure to have you here, and it was nice to have, you know, somebody here to co-host. So I really appreciate it, and it's always nice to have visiting people here on the show. So
yeah,
that's about
nice
to wrap it up.
Me.
What's that?
It was also nice for me to be here. It was a great time.
And it's funny, because I don't know if I mentioned it, Jumper's here because the company he works for in Germany has a subdivision here in Wilmington, Delaware, of all places.
Yeah.
So, you know, in Wilmington, we're not one of the biggest cities in the country by any means. So it's kind of funny that you'd have a division here in Wilmington. But so it's very fortuitous that you happen to be here on a Monday night. So we're thrilled to have you here. But so tune in next week, possibly. Because, like I said, it depends on whether there's internet access at my vacation spot. And if there is, I'll do the show, and I'll recruit somebody to be co-host. And if there isn't, then I'll see you in 2 weeks when I get back. But thanks for tuning in tonight. You've been listening to Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast on yoyoradio.net. Tune in next week, hopefully. And if not, you can download the podcast. Tell your friends, yoyoradio.net. Good night, everybody.
Good night.